If you have not heard about it by now, Ancestry has ceased production and sales of Family Tree Maker. I have seen very few things where people screamed so much about this immediately after it happened. And it has been quite a response, and you know, there's been nothing from the company about it. You know, it's like, we've decided, we're retiring it, we're changing our, you know, our business plan, the way we do things, so, you know, it's done. So, they've stopped selling it as of December 31st for Windows and for Mac, and technical support will end December 31st, 2016. So, just barely over 11 months left to get help from them. I know, we're all busy, so how in the world do we fit that in? How do I find the problems in my Family Tree Maker and get it called into them before they stop supporting it? Well, it's a reality. People have been asking, what do I do now? Family Tree Maker still works. If it's on your computer and it's working, it means it will continue to work. It does not mean that come the end of this year, then all of a sudden it will just stop working because they're no longer supporting it. This happens in the software industry all the time. I'm a computer specialist, and you know, I've just retired a computer, a server, that is a Windows 2000 server. It had been running 16 years without a hiccup. Well, it had some hiccups, but pat it on the back, slap it upside, you know, and it worked. But 16 years, that thing has been obsolete for a long time. Same thing is true of some of the other software packages that are out there. Like if you have Windows XP at home on your computer, I have something to say to you. Upgrade, please. And if you choose not to upgrade, please do not do any business online. It's not safe. Same thing is true with even some of the newer computers. Microsoft just stopped the other day, last a week ago Tuesday, Internet Explorer 8, 9, and 10 are no longer being updated and supported, nor considered secure. I work with some medical companies and law firms, and you know, their data is pretty important to them. And they can't use those browsers anymore because they're no longer secure. This is a reality. Software changes. Now, you have your Family Tree Maker. It's working today. But let's say next week something happens and it stops working. Or you buy a new computer. You have your CD-ROM or the download file. You can reinstall it on another computer. It's going to work. Just because they've stopped selling the product and they're going to stop supporting the product does not mean that what you have in your hands is not going to work. So you can continue on. However, something is likely going to go wrong somewhere in the future. And it will, I guarantee you when it's going to happen. It's going to happen January 1st, 2017. Okay? And you're going to call the 1-800 number and they're going to say, we're sorry, this number is no longer in service. You're out on your own. Now hopefully you can find some support specialists that are, you know, within a genealogy group or something that's going to be able to help you. But you know what? We've been warned. It's now time to do something about it. So, time to change. Change is good. Change sometimes means things get a lot better for us. Now, I am not a Mac person. I own a couple of Macs, antique Macs, that I wouldn't even dare try to fire up right now. But there are several products out there. There is a product under Roots Magic, which is a very good product, and they have a Mac version of their software now. Now, the reviews that I've read on it was, nobody was doing cartwheels over it, but it worked. Reunion, now they have up to version 11. I have some friends of mine with Macs, and they use this. They love it. It's great. It works. Neither of these are free. I think the Roots Magic does have a free trial or something. You can see if you like it. If you have a Windows computer as a secondary computer, or use the Windows emulator on your Mac, then, you know, then you're open to do other things such as Legacy, and there's several others that are out there as well. There are some apps now for the iPads and iPhones that will allow you to access your data that you have if you're using Legacy on a Windows machine. So that's progress. MyHeritage offers Family Tree Builder. That's the one, well, I think I showed you the CD that I had of it here. There it is. This is a pretty good program, very easy to use. There is a copy of it on your CD. There's also a copy of Roots Magic, their free version. And the same thing with Legacy 8, the free version is called Standard. So all three of these are free. They're on your CD, you can install them, you can try what you want with them. You know, my initial response when I looked at any one of them was, it doesn't look like Family Tree Maker. Family Tree Maker was so easy to put the stuff in, only because that's what we're used to. So what we need to do now is get used to something else. And, but what about all my data? None of these programs will open your Family Tree Maker file. Your Family Tree Maker file is proprietary. Every single company does this. That means you must buy upgrades from me. But what if they stop selling upgrades, which is what Ancestry has done? Now I need to make a change. Well, fortunately with genealogy, there is a standard where you can export the data out of Family Tree Maker and then import it into one of these other programs. On our table, though, I think it's the last thing on the right, there's a little single page thing that shows you how easy it is to do. This is what you do in Family Tree Maker to export all of your records to it, and then you can bring it into any one of the other programs. This is a look at Family Tree Maker, or Family Tree Builder, I'm sorry. And it's got the website's got all kinds of new information. MyHeritage is a very powerful source. They are positioning themselves to be the new Ancestry.com. Because Ancestry has dropped Family Tree Maker, that's the software division, we don't know really what they're going to do with their online stuff. You know, it's said that it's always going to be there for us, but, you know, are they changing their business model? Are they going to stop acquiring things here and there? Some of these other companies have been doing a lot of things. Find My Past has acquired Mocavo, and now they have actually, as of this week, they've integrated it all. Mocavo has always been free, so you're going to have access to that stuff for free. Find My Past, not free. Well, it is free this weekend. So when you go home and you're snowed in, get online and go to Find My Past, there we go. Say it too many times, you forget it. And it's free for the weekend. But Family Tree Builder is available. It's a very useful program. Roots Magic, again, version 7, it's, you know, family history made easy. Okay. Data entry is pretty much the same on every single one of these programs. They just move things around a little bit, but it's what you do with the data that you have. There is a Mac version. Yeah. Same company. And then Legacy, version 8, the standard version, the free version is on your CD, and it's $29.95 to upgrade to the deluxe version. You're going to really want to upgrade to the deluxe version if you choose this to be your program, or any of these programs. You want the deluxe versions of them, the paid versions, because it opens up so many more windows and avenues for you. You have a lot of data in Family Tree Maker. Why? Because you bought the software package. You bought the deluxe package. And so, you know, you've got all this information in there. In order for it to show up properly in Legacy, you're going to need the deluxe version. But you can import it. You just can't see it. It's there. You don't get access to those fields until you pay the $29.95. Then, oh, look at that. I did that, and I was looking at one of my records, and I'm going like, now I know I had more information. Oh, I'm still waiting the free version, paid my $30. Poof, it just all showed up. It's wonderful. I'm glad they do that. Don't make me re-import everything. So how do you how do you migrate? How do I go from Family Tree Maker to anything else? The first key part is in Family Tree Maker. Make sure your data is intact. Clean it up. Sort through it. Make sure the media links are there. If you've already saved, and again, I think when you look at mine online here in a few moments, we're going to see I have like 275 images that I have saved. Make sure the links are proper so that you can move them over. If in doubt, print your critical records. Again, printing, having a printed copy of any of those photos, I think is a good idea. But, you know, the profile of an individual, do a printout of it so that you have it. And in case you have to go back and fix things. Now, I have found that there is some particular problems in Family Tree Maker when you export to the GEDCOM file. And it only gives you the option now of 5.5, which is the latest version of it. It has actually messed up some things. Here's what I found. If you have a gentleman in your family who somewhere along the line ended up with two or more wives, not at the same time, okay? Maybe not. If they're in, you know, they're in Utah, okay, maybe. Even they don't know how to deal with that in recording it. But if you do that, it will take and only export out the last one. But it'll give you all the children from the previous ones as well, and it's just really confusing. So you have to, that's why anybody like that, you want to print out the records that you have so that you can just go in there and quickly fix it. But that's a problem with the export itself. So clean it up, make sure you have printouts of all the vital data, and then do the export, and then you open up your new software package, and you go up to the file menu, and you select import, and you select the file that you created, and import it, and patiently wait for about 2 minutes, and then voila, it's all there. With the exception of any of those anomalies that you get. Now, I will push Legacy. They're one of our partners. I've looked at all the products. I really like it. There are some quirks in it that I'm not really fond of. And I'm not going to tell you what my quirks are in there. I'll let you find your own. But you'll find something that, oh man, that just doesn't look right to me. Or, man, I don't get how they're doing that. Well, they provide tons of free training. Videos that you can get, download, and watch. And so they have great support for it. And then we have our websites. Here's where you find them. These are all in your the CD for you, plus the CDs themselves, or the software itself. So again, there's not a lot to this. It's just, you know, we need to know kind of where they're going. And they're not telling us yet. So be on the lookout for news. The Ancestry is making some changes. Don't be shocked by it. Investigate MyHeritage. They do have a free part. But most of it is paid subscription, very expensive, like Ancestry. Family Search, we know, is the free one. And I love free. I know everybody loves free. But Legacy has something that the others don't have now. You know how Family Tree Maker, you can synchronize to your online Ancestry tree? Legacy has that for the family trees you create on Family Search. And it does the same, it doesn't do a shaky leaf, but it does that same type of work for you. So they have partnered, they've done that, that's actually in there as of this week, that it's fully functional. And so that's nice. So Family Search is a place where you can store your family tree, and again, it's free. Always nice. All right.